Naming your feelings is a great start to emotional well-being, but it isn't enough. For example, you could successfully label the feeling of sadness, but still react by losing control with food. Rather than trying to accept and understand the uncomfortable emotion, you may use a negative habit to escape it. We call that an emotional cycle of leaning out. Alternatively, when you lean into your emotions, you accept all of them, even those that are uncomfortable or distressing. It doesn't mean you passively dwell on negative emotions or allow yourself to fall into a dark hole. Leaning in is active because it enables you to connect the dots between various situations and how you feel. Understanding that link is crucial to improving your effective coping and the actions that follow. Leaning in is also empowering because you'll gain confidence from knowing that there is no emotion you can't handle. Together, labeling and leaning in make you less vulnerable to reactive behaviors, such as turning to food to cope, and more apt to have greater health, better relationships, and more happiness. Take this as an opportunity to try leaning in right now. For a warning, we're going to try to bring up some emotion here. If you're not ready to do this, that's okay. You can return to this exercise when you are ready. To do this, give yourself a moment to reflect on a challenging situation that brings up difficult emotions. Use the power of your memory and form a vivid image of this challenging situation in your mind's eye. Take your time with this and really try to connect with that image. Really notice who you're with, what you're doing. You may pause this audio if you need time to form that image. Now take a moment to think about, what about this situation is challenging? What part of this situation is most challenging? Your answer to these questions will likely come with some feeling, some emotion. When you have your answers and this situation in mind, and you're starting to feel something, try to label how you feel. You may feel different emotions, and that is okay. If you need to use the previously discussed clues for emotional clarity, go ahead and do that. If you need to pause this audio to connect with that emotion, you can do that now. Now, without trying to push away or grab onto your emotion, notice how that emotion feels. What shows up in this moment? Are there any bodily sensations or any urges to act that you're noticing? Allow yourself to lean into the emotion a little more than you typically do. Notice how the emotion changes over time in either quality or quantity. And if you're willing, ride the wave of this emotion until it naturally subsides. If you get hooked by this emotion, notice that and gently bring your attention back to observing it and accepting it.